checking out my podcast, I promise to keep real talk true to its title. Always honest and always real. It's so easy to just throw around words. Like, we use words kind of crazy right now. Like, the way that words are used somewhat blows my mind at moments when I see the word, like, certain words in particular. Like, the way that words just get thrown around. But certain words in particular, like icon, legend, like, oh, man, you're a legend. I'm like, hold on, bro. Like, you just hit a three to win the game on 2K and you called him a legend? Like, or this cat is the rapper in the neighborhood who just hopped on SoundCloud for the first time and he's the young icon I don't get it. Like, I don't get how, like, you would throw that there, because the only problem I understand words. Like, and what do you follow that up with? Like, okay, so now that icon and legend get used all day, like, what do you call him, Yoda? Like, I don't understand. Like, guru? Like, I don't know, man. Like, you know, people tweet about things. They comment about things. Like, what are you actually doing? Like, what are you actually doing with your comment, with your tweet, with your words? Like, there's always words to be used, and you want an opinion, and you have these different platforms where now we can voice our opinion. And yes, we have every right to. But at what point do you, like, take control of, like, your time and your own integrity, if you would? Like, what are you doing here? Like, you're just banging on somebody online. It's funny, I talk about integrity with my son. He's 8, and that's a word I needed him to understand. And I was like, son, do you know what integrity is? And he was like, he looked at me like, nope. No, Dad, I don't. I was like, okay, cool, man, I understand. I was like, it's doing the right thing when nobody's looking. Okay, cool. Next day, we ride into school, talk about different things. Like, we have a good time in the morning. And I said, hey, man, you remember what integrity means? Doing the right thing? I was like, yeah, when no one's looking. Doing the right thing. Okay, cool. I think it was like by day 4, he understood what integrity was at 8. And that's something I didn't know. Like, I just want to kind of help my son out with the learning curve of things that are actually important. Like, he knows the power of his words also. And I feel like we are in a different society, in a different climate at the moment, culturally, where words just get tossed around and they can get written so easy. It's so much easier to comment, to tweet, than it is to say something in real life to somebody's face. Like, the things that you, like, some of these people are commenting on or tweeting, like, to athletes or to entertainers, it's like, man, you would never say that to somebody if they were standing right there in front of you. Never. These words would never be used, but you use them so easily online. Why? Why is it so easy to toss these around and to text it real easy? Because you're using your thumbs. You're not even used to, like, you're using the thumbs and it's in a screen. So now you feel like you could say that to LeBron or to Will Smith or to whoever. Like, that's, come on, man. Like, I don't know. It's a different moment, and I feel like it's just the perfect time for, like, us to actually align our words and our actions. Like, it makes you stand out differently. When it is, it shows your integrity lived out as your words and your actions line up. I mean, we all mess up. Like, I'm not saying it's like, yeah, you got to be perfect and, you know, it's so hard to do that. But I'm just saying, chill out with all the talk, the extra talk. And if you're not about it, like, don't, that's what I'm saying. Don't be like, don't talk it up. Like, if you're not really going to do something, like, don't do that. Just save your words, save them. Just don't waste them. I mean, it's your character is going to show it Like, more than any words that you could say anyway to anything that you're doing. Like, it's all in your character. Like, I've connected different characters in this business and seen them go off and do their own thing and weird out, and you don't really know what's going on with certain people. And it's like, okay, cool, man. Well, it's kind of my blessing to get disconnected from a situation where they didn't have the integrity to act right and be right by people. Like, so it's, words are one thing, like, and it's, that's what kind of tends to throw us off. I don't know if you've been in a situation like that where somebody's words just didn't line up with their actions. And so now you're like, well, I thought you said blah, 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 but your actions did this. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. And if you've had it happen, I hope hearing this right now, wherever you're at, is going to help you, like, acknowledge the difference and the impact you can make by lining your words up with your actions. I mean, if you could start doing it today, I'm telling you, you're going to see the way people around you start looking at you differently. It's going to happen. I can give you my word that if you start aligning up your words and your actions today, you'll instantly start to see the way you're perceived by people. It just changes because you're authentic. You're being real. Just know the power of your words. And when you talk about it, be about it. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Would love to hear what it meant to you. Shoot me a message at Chris Los Media on Twitter. Let me know you heard the podcast, and I'd love to send you an encouragement card. Thanks for your time, and have a great day.